Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 3rd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Over the weekend, reliable supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo from research firm TF International Securities published new predictions about the next two versions of AirPods. Kuo predicts that AirPods will finally have a wireless case option sometime in the first quarter of 2019, so between January and March, and an all-new design for AirPods will debut a year later, sometime in 2020. Apple already announced an optional wireless charging case for AirPods in September 2017 as part of its AirPower charging mat preview announcement, but Apple's running out of time to meet its 2018 deadline for both of those products without a delay. The upgraded wireless charging case that Kuo describes would also feature a rigid flex board internal component upgrade that costs more to manufacture, and a redesigned hinge that Kuo says supports appearance changes and higher thermal requirements. Kuo also predicts that the AirPods inside the case will see a Bluetooth version update as well, which is something Apple hasn't disclosed yet. And as for AirPower, Kuo doesn't make any new predictions this time, but in October, the analyst predicted a late 2018 or early 2019 launch based on the supply chain. And as for the redesigned AirPods Kuo expects in 2020, the analyst doesn't disclose what features may be included, but Siri voice recognition and sweat resistance have both been rumored. And Apple has launched a new online store dedicated to active military and veterans today, offering discounted iPhones, iPads, Macs, HomePods, Apple TVs and watches, and more. This marks the first time military discounts have been available from Apple through its online store. The 10% discount was previously limited to in-person shoppers at Apple stores. Apple notes that the program is meant for personal use and even extends to immediate family in the same household. And after being removed from the App Store over an issue with policing child pornography, Tumblr has announced a new policy that will see all adult content removed from the service and banned starting December 17th. The move comes after Tumblr's existing filters failed to catch illegal content earlier this month. Tumblr for iOS is still unavailable on the App Store due to this problem. And if you're feeling festive, we have a new tip for adding a Santa hat to your Memoji character on an iPhone or iPad with Face ID and Animoji. The trick is to find the Santa hat in the headwear section of the customization menu, then select the color red and pick the shade of red that you want to use. It's a little tricky when the Santa hat defaults to beige, but it's possible. If you're really feeling creative, you can even create custom Santa and Mrs. Claus Memoji characters, which you can use in messages and even FaceTime video calls. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has a deep dive look at the best affordable USB-C solid-state drives for the brand new MacBook Air. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Hey, Zach. My article on Saturday was looking at the role Amazon could play in K-12 going forward. I've really kind of been on this kick of someone's going to make an impact in the textbook industry. That market is really ripe for disruption, and it's ripe for disruption from people that don't need to make money at it. Right now, just a few companies control the entire market, and just like as we've seen with music and movies and TV shows, I'm surprised these technology companies haven't moved in there and tried to shake it up. Amazon, to me, seems ripe for it just because of their dominance in ebooks. And I also think it could really help sell their Kindle Fire devices. Again, these are not as good as an iPad, but they're capable and they're getting better year after year. And certainly, looking at the cost, these things will often be on sale for as low as $30. If Amazon starts, kind of taking over the textbook market, either by buying their way into it or starting to publish their own textbooks, I think they could make a big impact there. And on Sunday, I looked at the state state of the Mac, and, you know, I've kind of been in the state of X theme over the past few weeks, looking at Apple's product lines and giving my take on where they're at and where they're headed. And, you know, I really think the Mac is in a healthy spot. The Mac Mini just was updated, and it's fantastic. The MacBook Air was just updated, and it's fantastic. We did get new MacBook Pros this year with some features like 32 gigs of RAM as an option, and then a 4 terabyte storage drive. So lots of great things happening in the Mac product line. You know, the one kind of caveat there is the Mac Pro. We do expect to see updates in 2019 for that. Notably, the iMac really didn't see much of a way of updates this year, but it saw updates late in 2017, so it's not too bad. You know, especially the iMac Pro. If you need that power, you need that power, and that's a business investment for you. Most people don't buy that just because they want an iMac. But there's not a machine really other than the Mac Pro I would say to don't buy. I think my caveats are a few things. Make sure you don't buy a Mac with a spinning platter drive. This is the low-end iMac is the only one that still sells it. That's what I would say. It's either that or the Fusion drive. Don't buy those. Make sure you get a flash storage drive. Upgrade to 256 at minimum if you can afford it. Upgrade to 16 gigs of RAM if you can afford it. And again, don't buy the Mac Pro. And you know, again, that kind of expands out. Don't buy the low end iMac that doesn't have the 4K display. If you're going with an iMac, go ahead and upgrade the display as well. But check out both the articles. Links will be in the show notes, and let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.